Man. Hey there. I'm waiting all this time to say something. I don't know what to say now. No, but not, my name is Dan. I'm an addict. I was born here in Milwaukee. And I had one sister, no brothers. And my sister died in the addiction too. Man, in the, growing up as a kid, I can remember telling my first lie. I think I was about 6 years old. And my cousin, we was down south, my cousin was, you know, she had all the fine toys and the nice looking bikes. And I told him I had that kind of stuff back here in Milwaukee because we had moved back down there. And my father came down there to get us, and my mother asked me and my sister, do y'all want to move back with him, you know? And I said, yeah, of course, he was my pops. My sister stayed down there. So we moved back here, and I went to Palmer Street School, you know, I started over there, and that was it. That was it right there, you know, to the sixth grade. You're looking at a guy that didn't go to high school, never got enrolled in high school. I took my first drink at 13. A lot of you people probably was in high school. I was out at clubs at 13 and 14 years old, hanging around older guys, a lot older than me. Being a runner for weed, cocaine, which I didn't know what it was at the time. I smoked my first joint at 13. Really trying to portray something that I wasn't. I was trying to portray the guys that I worked for, you know, and been and was around. That's who I was trying to portray. And I carried that on, you know, in life. My sister was killed in 93. She was using, and the guy killed her and threw her in the garbage can. So that's when the bottom light fell out of my life, because me and her was just, you know, we was just really, really close. And so I started experimenting with cocaine right around 21. Tried it once, didn't too much, you know, do nothing to me. But as the years went on, you know, progressed from Primos to smoking it, you know, I learned how to cook it. And man, pretty much was just in it real deep at around 26. I tried stopping, you know, tried different relationships. Moving from one side of town to the next. Nothing seemed to work. None of that. I always took myself with me, you know, as I found out, you know. I did stay clean on my own for 9 months recently. I want to say about 3 years ago. And I still was a jerk, though. You know, I still was just clean, you know. I still was cussing people out, still called myself they could sell it. I still did the things that I was doing as I was using. I didn't have a program. I didn't have no spiritual principles or nothing. I still would say or do anything to you, you know. It was still nothing there, you know. But, man, last year this time, coming down them steps, man, it's just a 360 degree change in me that's, man, I couldn't have never found it nowhere else. And I looked and searched everywhere. You know, especially when I got to looking at the program and saying, oh, I got to read this, I got to do that. Oh, man, you know. And I had a problem with that, you know, because of my schooling, you know. But I paid attention. And that's how I developed the skill to learning things is paying attention. Just watching the people that was working on stuff, that was doing the program, living the program. And that's how I do even at work, at jobs. I had plenty of jobs where I just watched the people and they show me and I could pick up just like that. That's one of my strengths. That's how I learn. That's how I learn. And I'm so glad my higher power gave me that, you know, since I didn't have the book smarts that a lot of you people probably do. So, you know, looking at this program and wondering how was I going to grasp it without reading the big book? How was I going to grasp it without reading the 12 and 12? How I'm going to grasp this? You know, I can read enough to get me by, you know, and that's all I had been doing in the past year was just getting by, you know, and I was tired of just getting by, you know. And my higher power designed this program to fit me, because not only is this my home group, but tomorrow's group is my home group too, where they do read out of the 12 and 12. And we'll stop and let you ask questions. Oh man, that's the best thing for me. The total best thing for me. Man, this program has made me rewind my life and really look at it for really what it is. And I'm okay with being Dan, you know. I started out last year, I had my last usage. I was on 35th in Wales. And I walked from there to 27th in Belit. And that was the last time I used. I had thought about, you know, suicide. I didn't want to live no more, you know. But I asked God, you know, I needed some help. I didn't know where to go, what to do. And I called my nephew, he took me to detox. And that's where it all began, you know. That's where it all started, detox. You know, walking around in there with the house coat on and the slippers, praying and crying, you know. And they was like, get up, you know, it's time to go to a meeting. I'm like, go to a meeting, what is it? You know, because I ain't like Charles said, it's my first treatment. I ain't know what treatment was. I thought treatment was, you know, they had to give me a shot or something, you know. I had to get treatment, you know. Man, so, you know, and I met a couple of guys there, you know. One was Lewis. He was there, you know, he came in. And I heard everything. And I said, yeah, I told the counselor I wanted to go to treatment. And so, I didn't get right out and get right in. It took me about a day or two, and that was the longest day or two at home. Man, I kind of went in and just locked the door. You know, didn't want to see Wells Street. Oh man, Wells Street was just a terrible place for me. You know, I didn't want to see it. You know, that's where I did all my madness, and I really wanted some help. You know, I really had learned how to ask for some help. You know. So anyway, I called Renee that Tuesday, and she was like, yeah, can you be here tomorrow at 10 o'clock? I was there at 9:30, you know, okay. You know, ready to get started, you know. And while I was there, you know, I learned some things that I still do now, and I'm glad I went through treatment, you know. To getting up in the morning at 6-7 o'clock every day, making the bed, having a chore. I am so grateful for that, because that's not what I used to do. You know, I used to get up around, you know, whenever. You know, because at first of all, I didn't never sleep, I just pass out, you know. So I'm so grateful for Genesis, you know, give me a chance to come there to learn how to do regular things in life like that. Get up, eat, have a chore, work on me. You know, I worked on the man in the mirror, you know, and I looked at that the other day, and I'm not that man no more, you know. The man that, you know, a failed father, failed son, failed nephew, failed brother, You know, that's all I had put down was I was a failure. You know, I'm not a failure today. You know, God really reached down and turned me into the man that I am today, sitting here before y'all today. Really is God's in this program, them steps, my sponsor, you know. Man, this is a very unique program for everybody, man, for everybody, not just for me, for everybody. I couldn't have done it no other way. I look at it and think about it, and there's no other way out for me, for an addict like me, you know, without working the 12-step program. Them 9 months clean, yeah, I was clean, but like I said, I was still doing stupid stuff. Stuff still wasn't working. Mm-hmm. And yes, I was going off pure willpower. And yes, the addiction showed up and told me it was time. Time for me to pick up again, and I did. Nothing to fight with it, nobody to call, no prayer to say. I just went with it, you know. And while I was there at Genesis, I worked on my foundation, you know, like the other guys were saying. That foundation, you know, something solid, you know. Not just the fellowship, but my spiritual side too. You know, I'm a regular member. I joined church, got saved. And my spiritual family, all the brothers at the church they're just amazing. They've just been amazing to me, you know, helping me out. I can call them any given time, night or day, just as well as I can call some of you guys here. You know, that foundation is what keeps me rooted into this program. The foundation is what's keep me every day, you know. And that's the first step too, you know. Remembering, you know, where I came from and remember what it was like, you know. I know we all get to have them commercials where, yeah, it'd be nice to go get one, but it's just a commercial. It ain't nothing real. You're not going to get that double cheeseburger like that. It ain't going to be like that commercial. They're going to have it nice and pretty. You're not going to get it like that. It's as simple as that. That's just the reel you into the store, you know, or the restaurant, you know. And I do know that I can't do this program by myself. I know I can't do it alone. That meat we just ate, some charcoals out in that grill, one charcoal ain't going to cook that meat. But all us together, we can get something going, you know. And I learned that here, you know. Man, this program is my life. It ain't just something I do on Wednesday and Thursday. This is what I do every day, you know. Recovery every single day, you know. I do something for my recovery every morning. I pray. I read the Keep It Simple meditation morning book. Yes, yes. Y'all wonder how do I read that? Because when I was in Genesis, I went back to school.
All right.
And I know I can learn. I know I can, because the same test that they gave me, and they gave me the same test 5 or 6 months later, my levels had went dramatically up. So I know I can learn, you know. And I'm going to continue on, keep learning. Keep building, keep strengthening my education, you know. They say find a sponsor that you can relate to. My sponsor is the prime example of where I want to go, you know. He got his diploma, walked across the stage last year. Now he in college, taking college courses. That's my sponsor, you know. And that's the way that I want to go, you know. The way I see his life is where I'm trying to go to, you know. He's getting ready to get married and all of that, you know. By staying clean, all of that is possible for me, you know. I know that's first, staying clean, that is possible. And as long as I stay connected to these meetings and keep calling him on and praying, it's going to happen, you know. It's been happening. I've been living it, you know. This just is an amazing program, a recovery for me. I can't think of nothing else, nowhere else to be, you know. Just plugged like this, that's where you could just come and share and learn. Oh man, I look at the people that was down here before I got down here. I'm so grateful that they was down here, because hadn't they not been down here, I'd still be out there trying to get one. You know, Gordy, Pumpkin, everybody pushing, you know. And I had other plans for some time when I come down here, and they were like, no, this is what you're going to do. They're like, what do you mean? I'm going to read this. Nope, this is what you're going to do. And I go with it. And it helped me. It helped me. It helped me come out of my shell. It helped me to be me. Took some of the fears away, you know. Man, the promises, you know. God doing what we couldn't do for ourselves, you know. And that's the first ring that I memorized, you know. Yeah, we're painstaking about our development. We'll be amazed before we're halfway through. We're going to know a new freedom and new happiness. We will not regret the past, nor wish to shut the door on it. We will comprehend the word serenity, and we will know peace. No matter how far down the scale we have gone, we can see how our experience can benefit others. That feeling of uselessness and self-pity will disappear. We will intuitively know how to handle situations that used to baffle me. We will suddenly realize that God is doing for us what we could not do for ourselves. Are these extravagant promises?
We may not.
They're being fulfilled among us, sometimes quickly, sometimes slowly, but they will all materialize if we work for them. And that's from a guy that couldn't do none of that when I first came. Couldn't read, couldn't put two words together without stumbling across it. You know, my first convention I went to, man, I had to read how it works in front of like 200 people. You know, I was trembling. Man. And I was like, man, I'm like, why y'all want me to do it, you know? But go to any lengths, you know? Come out of me, you know? And that's what I had to do. And like now, I'm up here freeing myself, you know? Some of our darkest secrets will keep us sick, you know? What I'm sharing now, can't you be used against me again? You know, can't nobody use that again. Oh, you can't read. Oh, I'm freeing myself. If you want to pick that up and try to use it, it's going to be useless.
Right.
You know? Yeah. Yeah, this program, man, has taught me how to live. Them same chores as Genesis taught me, I have at home now today. You know, get up, make the bed, clean up, change my laundry, change my sheet, do laundry. Man, do you know I had about it? Man, I had garbage bags and garbage bags of socks and white tees. I didn't never wash. I just buy new ones when I had time to buy new ones. If I didn't have new ones, I just reach in the back and grab one of them other pair. That's where my addiction had took me. It had took me to my lowest point. I can't remember now no good times out there, man. You know? The obsession, that was one thing too. That's what I really was amazed about. The obsession to use was lifted. Man, them 9 months it wasn't lifted that I was calling myself clean on my own. I still was touching it and using it and thinking of how I was gonna be able to use successfully. I still was thinking about it. Them 9 months that I did on my own. And now the obsession was lifted by working this program. Oh man, that's if God don't bless me with nothing else, that's enough for me right there. Now I'm ready to work with the real Dan. I don't have to be nobody else. I can work with just me. And I'm okay with just being me. I don't have to be some other guy, or I don't have to be acting, you know, a certain way, or putting on a facade, or putting on a show. I can just sit up here and just be Dan, for who Dan is. That's it. And I ain't got nothing to hide, no other reason to be nobody else but me. It's okay with being me. Matter of fact, I love me, you know, because I'm growing. And I see it every day. I'm growing up. You know, I'm not 13 no more, 14 and 15. I'm starting to grow. And I want to continue to grow. And I know in this fellowship, if I done grew in a year this time, man, just keep growing. That's all I got to do is just keep growing. Don't sit still. Don't get complacent just sitting still. Life shows up. Yeah, it shows up. It ain't as ugly and scary as I my addiction portrayed it to be. You know, because, you know, addiction can say, oh, man, them people don't want to hear you. They don't want nothing to do with you. You can't do this. You know, addiction, man, just come on with me. And, you know, addiction is after only one thing. That's to kill me. That's it. My addiction is apt to kill me point blank. No having fun or get me to come over here is going to first this addiction do me. It takes away everybody that I love. It takes everything that I love. Women, daughter, mama, push all of that away. All they want me is to have the drug and me locked in the room. That's it. That's where my addiction had took me. It didn't want me to have no friends, nobody, no nothing. Just a drug in the room. And I tried it a couple times. Yeah, I tried it a couple times. Grace of God, I'm still here. You know, I was in the room for 3 days with an ounce of cocaine, you know, rocked up, you know, till I lost vision. And I had to make myself eat and drink water till my vision came back. I had to actually force myself to do so. My addiction tried to kill me another way. I've been shot 5 times in front of my mother. My addiction tried to really take me out, period. No questions asked, no having fun, no nothing. It tried to kill me. Man, this addiction that I've been, that I know is addiction now, it don't want me to be up here telling y'all this now. It's telling me to stop. I done told y'all enough. Yeah, my addiction talks to me like that, you know. But I'm up here freeing myself, like I said, getting that stuff up out of me, getting it up off me, letting you guys know that, yeah, that's Dan the Addict, but that's Dan. Y'all know now. Know where I come from, know who I am. And I'm glad I had the opportunity to come up here and do so. Because I know a lot of people didn't make it. And that's exactly what I feel like. Feel like I got a second chance at life. I got one of the best relationships with my mother, one of the best relationships with my niece, with my two daughters, my two beautiful daughters, the best relationships I ever had since they've been living. Yeah, call me on the regular, dad this, dad that. Be on the phone for hours. Come get them, come get me. Take me to eat, you know? And they doing good in their life. When I was out there using, seemed like the whole family had problems. Not just me, the whole family, you know? It's more girls in my family. And when I was coming up, I only had one cousin. He stayed down south. So I only got two nieces, two daughters, my mother, and my aunt up here. That's on my mother's side. My father's side, I don't even know where the Hudson's at. So just that handful of family right there, we should be real, real close. And I know we need family now, you know. I know I need family. You know, my addiction told me I didn't need nobody but it. And that's it. And that's why I live year in and year out. You know, every time they call for a function or anything, I'm busy. I must have told them I was busy for a whole 3 or 4 years. Every time that they had something to do, I'm busy. I can't do this. I can't do that. I got to go here. I got to go there. Now, I'm present. When they call my name or call me to do something, I'm present. I'm there. I'm not there and thinking about something else. I'm there. They can rely on me. my Dixon had just told me I couldn't do nothing and was trying to kill me, point blank. Nothing good out of it, nothing good. Man, all I see is recovery is the only way out. Yeah, only way out. Our last year, just, and still doing the same thing, like the lady with the 20 years or whatever she just got, same thing. That's what I do every day, same thing I do. Come to this meeting, go to my Saturday meeting, talk to my sponsor, work the steps. That's just life. Go to church on Sunday, Bible study. That's just life for me, and I love it. And it's okay to be simple. I don't care for them clubs, different kind of music. I even watch what I watch. I watch what I listen to. I watch what I put in me and put around me. I don't just go everywhere, anywhere. I could, but I don't. You know? Recovery is the best thing that happened. Cocaine Anonymous is the best thing that I could have found. I'm so glad these people was down them steps when I came. I really am. Thank y'all for listening. God, I'm glad.